News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. So Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with breaking news right now. So, you know, we talked quite a bit about this disinformation board. You remember that? The Office of Disinformation, or what was it called? The Disinformation Governance Board, I believe it was. Department of Homeland Security. So just to back you up a little bit in case you haven't heard, which I'm not sure how you couldn't have heard. I guess it was 3 weeks ago. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas was testifying before Congress, and out of the blue, he just up and says they were forming a disinformation governance board. A what? A disinformation governance board, because he said that it was extremely necessary to combat the possibilities of disinformation online. He made this comment during a House Appropriations Committee hearing 3 weeks ago. And he said at the time, he said, the goal is to bring the resources of DHS together to address this threat. This threat? This is the same guy who's supposed to be in charge of our southern border. Yeah. How's that going? This is the same guy who is supposed to be in charge of matters of homeland security, who has a very large law enforcement presence within his department. He's got literally a cabinet-level position. He's got all of the authorities to bring in other agencies such as the FBI and otherwise, and yet he feels like it's necessary to go ahead and extend DHS's operations to include deciding what's truth. So many people, myself included, immediately branded this whole debacle, this stumbling rollout, this epically bad announcement of a bad decision as the Ministry of Truth. And then we found out that the person who had already been selected, by the way, when it was announced, it wasn't like it was being announced like, we're thinking about doing this. No, they had already done it. They had already hired somebody, Nina Jankowicz. She was a disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center, which is a left-leaning think tank in D.C., where she has been really making a name for herself as a knucklehead, you know, singing songs to the tune of, you know, Mary Poppins tunes about how disinformation, you know, is so bad and you've got to go ahead and know what truth is. And yet it's just, it was ridiculous. And she's like, you know, she's like this millennial skull full of mush who believes it's the job of the government to find out what is truth and to make sure that is what is known, as opposed to, you know, people having the right to their own opinions. Anyway, here's the bottom line. This has been going on for weeks, 3 weeks. 3 weeks, it's gone. 3 weeks, and it's gone. The Office of Disinformation, or the Disinformation Governance Board, breaking news today, just before the show started, top House Republicans weighing in, saying that the Biden administration's suspension of the Disinformation Governance Board is one of the best decisions that the Biden administration has made since it was, you know, first came into office. I tend to agree. Don't tell me there wasn't any political pressure on that one. But anyway, so the bottom line is this. The DHS is having to suspend it. The statement released by DHS says the DHS told Fox News that the board will be suspended for 75 days pending a review by a bipartisan Homeland Security Advisory Council. I'd like to know who's on the bipartisan Homeland Security Advisory Council. If it's the same people running the bipartisan January 6th commission, I have issues and I have questions. But anyway, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has requested that HSAC's final recommendations within 75 days. During the HSAC's review, the board will not convene and its work will be paused. However, interesting thing is, the new White House press secretary, what's her name? St. Pierre? Anyway, the bottom line is our new much vaunted press secretary, who's been struggling the last couple of days as she tries to get her statements out. It's okay, though, because they're glowing over the fact that they have the very first press secretary who is a black gay female. That's what really matters. Anyway, White House press secretary says the DHS Disinformation Board actually never met and denies White House involvement in the pause. Sure. Sure, that's what happened. There was nobody from the White House. Ron Klain, chief of staff, didn't call over to Alejandro Mayorkas and say, if you want to keep your job, you'll fix this mess. Anyway, Now, of course, the White House did sharply criticize the people who opposed it, insisting there was nothing wrong with the board's goals. It says these smears were leveled by bad faith right-wing actors against a deeply qualified expert and against efforts to better combat human smuggling and domestic terrorism. What? Where did the human smuggling and domestic... You know where the human smuggling and domestic terrorism problems really are? On the southern border, Secretary Mayorkas. Go down there and do your freaking job. All right, there's that. So breaking news right now. It appears that the demise of the Office of Disinformation, the Ministry of Truth, is before us. And one more thing to add to that. I did see a report, which is not in the report that I'm looking at right now. Let me see if I can Google it real quick. Nina, she's going to come up. I'm going to tell you right now. Nina, there it is. Nina Jankowicz. I heard that she had resigned in a separate report. Yep, there it is. Okay. Yahoo News reports that 1 hour ago, Nina Jankowicz, where'd she go? Nina Jankowicz resigns from the DHS after Disinformation Governance Board is put on pause. So she took her ball and went home. Nina Jankowicz resigned from the Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday. She had been chosen to lead the Disinformation Governance Board, sparking outcry from conservatives. Prominent right-wing pundits and influencers led a campaign attacking Jankowicz. Anyway, she's a knucklehead, y'all. She didn't need the job. She shouldn't have ever had the job. There shouldn't have been a job. Let's put it that way. There should not have been a job opening as titled Executive Director of the Ministry of Truth. So Nina Jankowicz is out, and the entire project is currently on pause while they review it. We'll see how this goes. 75 days. Like I said, I want to know if we can find out. Hey, Copper, go ahead and Google that real quick. Google Department of Homeland Security. What's the name of that board? I just named it a moment ago.
Okay,
the,
sure.
Advisory board. Let's see if we can find that real quick. Hello, story. Where'd you go? All right. We're looking. This is what you call live radio right now. We're looking. The Department of Homeland Security's HSAC Advisory Board. There it is. Homeland Security Advisory Committee. I'm sorry. Advisory Council. Council. Copper. I'm all over the board.
Hey, I was going to say, I thought it says council. That's what popped up for me.
Yeah. Okay. See if you can find out the membership of it. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. All right, folks, coming up after the news break here in just a moment, Bill Holtzclaw running for the Alabama State Senate. And here's the interesting dynamic. Holtzclaw and I served together. We sat next to each other on the Senate floor for 8 years. Extremely conservative guy, solid dude, retired Marine. But he is also, served. He beat Tom Butler. Tom Butler was a Democrat who held that seat for the longest time. And I forgot how long he was in office. But Tom Butler was a Democrat who held the state Senate seat for quite a while. And then Bill Holtzclaw came along and beat him pretty handily in the 2010 election. Holtzclaw then held on to the seat for 8 years. And like me and a bunch of other guys, we all decided we agree with term limits and we all left. However, Holtzclaw went to the House, did some fishing, looked over and saw Tom Butler, the former Democrat, now the Republican, who took the seat and now holds it, voting in ways he didn't think were worthwhile for his district. So Bill Holtzclaw is now running against Tom Butler again. This is like deja vu. We'll talk to Bill Holtzclaw right after this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.